First, let's get started with what turned out to be a showdown at Sark. It started with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif opening the speech and talking ironically about terrorism.
At national level, the remarkable gains made against the terrorists through Operation Zarb-e-Azm and the effective implementation of the National Action Plan reflect our government's determination to eliminate the scourge of terrorism from our soil for good. Such an approach is completely in sync with our government's vision of peace for development and peaceful neighborhood.
All right, so while Nawaz Sharif speaks of terrorism, on the one hand, terrorists like Hafiz Saeed were allowed free rein to actually hold their Kashmir rallies and protests against Rajnath Singh. They were even what Pakistan described as civil society protests right opposite the hotel in which Rajnath Singh was staying. This amid a controversy that was denied by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as to whether Rajnath Singh's speech was in fact blacked out unofficial condition placed by the Pakistan government. Rajnath Singh has briefed the Prime Minister on his Pakistan visit. Let's go straight to our debate tonight as we ask whether this will mark a shift in Modi government's Pakistan policy. Smita Prakash, who's of course the editor of ANI that first went onto Twitter to talk about that blackout, is with us in the studio. Randeep Surjewala of the Congress is with us. In a moment from now, Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP will be with us, and we'll be crossing over to Islamabad as well for reactions from there. Let me start with you, Smita. Why did you use a word as strong as blackout? ANI certainly used that word, and that's where this narrative of the blackout actually began. Because you had the foreign ministry saying, no, this is not true. It is standard practice for SAARC home ministers' meets to not be open to television.
Correct. It came out after 5 hours to say that this is not a blackout. The government of India reacted after so long. Now, the point is, it depends on what you want to call a blackout. The government's explanation is that it was not a blackout and it is normal procedure. But the point is, you tell me, if there is a demonstration going on in Kashmir and media is not allowed to cover, will you not call it a media blackout? Mm. If there is something which is happening, an Indian Home Minister addressing the Home Minister's conference, you take the Indian state media, which is Doordarshan, and you take ANI to represent all the other TV channels, you don't even allow them to cover the inaugural. Nawaz Sharif and Chaudhry Nisar's speech was not allowed to be covered by Doordarshan or by ANI.
But the foreign ministry made the argument that this is what happens at every SAARC summit, right? And that there is a reason that they keep it in camera, that they keep it in camera so that people can talk freely. I mean, that is the logic given by them. I know that there's actually an illogic there because their speeches are mostly prepared and they're put up on the website anyway. So I'm not actually sure what the logic is. But this is what our own government is saying. I'm not quoting to you what Pakistan is saying. I'm quoting to you what our government is saying.
Correct. So you can go by what the government says and then we become PIB if we are going to be exactly quoting everything the government says and nothing beyond that.
Yeah.
The point is that if they knew that blood is going to be spilled, in that case, you don't have the media and you close doors. But the point is that here was a speech that the Home Minister gave. It was a speech. It was not those, you know, conference tables where several people are sitting, delegations are sitting, and then the crew comes in and takes a photo and then goes away. And then at the end of it, there is a family photo, as we call it, where all the Home Ministers are standing together. And then the spokesperson speak, or else they give us the coverage, which is called deferred live, or else it is called, a tape which is given to you, which you can run later. But nothing of that sort was done. There was not even a nice handshake at the end of it, not even a family picture. Clearly, and it was a formal speech. The Home Minister gave a formal speech that was put on the website. So if it was a formal delivery of a speech, how come it was not covered at all on any Pakistani television channel? And they, of course, didn't allow Indian TV channels.
So you are sticking to the fact that Home Minister Rajnath Singh was effectively censored and blacked out in Pakistan.
I stick to my position that if you are not allowing the state-run TV of a country to even cover or get copy of the coverage that was done of your Home Minister, then I call it a blackout. The government may have different
interpretations. So are you surprised that India is not objecting?
No, because the government of India has a different point of view about.
So you're talking as a journalist.
I'm talking as a journalist.
As a media definition, for you, this is censorship.
Correct.
All right, let's get the politics in. Now, Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP is with us. Randeep Surjewala, as I said, of the Congress is with us. Sudhanshu ji, we have Smita Prakash, the editor of ANI here, saying she believes Rajnath Singh was blacked out. There is the media debate, which the MEA says there was no blackout. This is standard practice at SAARC. But beyond that, there has been a virtual showdown at SAARC. After Rajnath Singh spoke, and he spoke about isolating countries that actually actually promote terrorism. Chaudhry Nisar, Pakistan's home minister, speaks again, and he actually describes the situation in Jammu and Kashmir as open terrorism. So we have gone beyond Pakistan calling Kashmir a dispute. We are now seeing Pakistan calling Kashmir terrorism. While the Prime Minister opens with some long anodyne speech, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, that is, on terrorism. Do you believe that questions will now be asked as to whether maybe Rajnath Singh should not have wasted his time going?
If you look at the reaction of Pakistan, it is quite clear that we have succeeded a lot, because SAARC is a regional international forum. It is very much there in the guidelines of SAARC that no bilateral issue can be raised. And Pakistan, from 1950 to 1974 Shimla Agreement to 2004 Lahore Agreement, has accepted that the Kashmir is a bilateral issue. So if Pakistan is raising an issue, a bilateral issue, on an international regional platform, it means they have found themselves isolated, because in this stand, the firm stand taken by our Home Minister Sri Rajnath Singh, when Bangladesh and Afghanistan, the two other major Muslim countries of the region, were on board with India as far as the terrorism is concerned. We have raised the issue of eulogizing the terrorists,
so you're
the
martyrdom
issue,
you're,
and also the Varka, one more thing. Also, the extradition issue has been raised by the Home Minister. So that's why the Pakistan felt a little bit uncomfortable. I think that was reflected in their statement, because they were the host, so they have to give the statement at the last.
But Sudhanshu ji, you are actually making the argument that the referencing of Kashmir as open terrorism by Pakistan, which has to be probably the most provocative thing they've said on Kashmir in decades that I've been reporting on it, is a sign of nervousness. You're actually saying this is a sign of nervousness. Some people would argue that it's actually shows that Rajnath Singh, at his level, maybe you could have sent a junior home minister, maybe somebody with less profile, less seniority could have gone, given the backdrop of the fact that, you know, Nawaz Sharif and Hafiz Saeed have been saying virtually the same thing about Burhan Wani.
First, we have to understand there is a difference between, a distinct difference between the bilateral talk and the regional forum. This SAARC is a regional forum, and it is precisely initiative of what? Who is the leader of SAARC? Practically, it is India. So it is our forum. And in our forum, the rest of the countries are by and large on our side on the most significant issue of terrorism. Then why we should not have utilized the thing? We should understand there is a difference in going in the Olympics in Rio and playing a bilateral match with Brazil. We have not entered into a bilateral talk with Pakistan, because our policies, talk and terror, can't go together.
Well, that policy not always been consistent. The Prime Minister did go to meet Nawaz Sharif on his birthday unannounced. So, you know, it's not, and after Pathankot too, it's not as if we've put a break on the engagement. So there is a little bit of confusion, or more than a little bit. Let me just get, Smita, you want to come in? Then
yeah,
I just want to say
that if it is a multilateral forum, we are still using the words, if I may mention, that Mr. Trivedi just said, our side and their side. So it is still our side and their side. And this is the problem with SAARC, that it still remains moribund. It's still caught up in this India-Pakistan issue. And just notice that none of the journalists have talked anything about what the other home ministers spoke
about. So you're
about.
Saying, in effect, it was about India-Pakistan?
Yeah, it is. It's a failed forum. Let's face that.
Failed forum. But should Mr. Singh have gone, and will Mr. Modi's Pakistan policy shift after what we've seen over the last 1 month? Randeep, go ahead.
Barka, when it comes to fighting terrorism and supporting the government and standing as one unit, even with Rajnath Singh ji, there can be no counterpoints or difference of opinion. But three things actually worry me as a citizen of this country. Pakistan permits Hafiz Saeed to protest against our home minister on their soil, a person who is a known terrorist. Forget about Hafiz Saeed. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shri Nawaz Sharif, he addresses the diplomatic corps, and virtually, as you said rightly on your channel, declares Kashmir as a terrorist-infested area, questioning our actions, and even saying it's some kind of a second revolution. Our Home Minister goes there, rightly or wrongly, I don't know, ministry says his speech was not blacked out, ANI says his speech is blacked out. Presuming for a minute his speech is also blacked out, or at least delayed speech is not permitted to be shown, what is it reflecting? What is my Pakistan policy as an Indian, I want to know? Prime Minister goes on an unscheduled visit, you mentioned, to Pathankot. to Pakistan, and we have a Pathankot terror attack.
Yes.
We permit a Pakistani team along with ISI to come into India on the promise that our team will go back and question terrorists on their soil. But once the team goes back, they say that India is perpetrator of an attack on its own airbase.
So you are saying, Randeep,
that is what Pakistan.
So you are saying there's a confusion in the policy.
So what is our Pakistan policy?
And I will put that to Sudhanshu, and then we'll go over to Islamabad. Sudhanshu, I think the irony is that on the one hand you have the party that promised a much more robust nationalism-oriented Pakistan policy than Dr. Manmohan Singh, who was seen to have a sentimental Pakistan project that he was guided by. But in effect, the Modi Pakistan policy, some would argue, is just as inconsistent, just as confused, just as erratic, and you have actually committed yourself in your agenda of alliance with the PDP in Jammu and Kashmir to a consistent outreach with Pakistan. So, you know, there is a huge amount of confusion here, especially when put against the backdrop of your own claims to nationalism or hyper-nationalism.
Barkha, I don't agree to this, because if you look at the diplomatic level,
yes,
what is the fact? Right now, other than China, no country is taking the side of Pakistan. There was a time when Pakistan used to get a resolution against India in the OIC. But this time, since last 2 years, he is unable to give a single resolution pass. Even the trusted allies of Pakistan like Saudi Arab and United Arab Emirates are not supporting Pakistan.
Yes, that is the international
Pakistan
story. But Mr. Modi's Pakistan
indirectly
policy is what, Randeep?
Now, it is because of the Modi ji's Pakistan policy. Our strict policy is that we will not talk with terror. There are only two official engagements on the bilateral level till the last 2 years. One was between the prime ministers of India and Pakistan, that was in Ufa. It was a written agreement available in which it was strictly pointed towards terror. And the second was the NSA level talk in Bangkok.
It was also they met in Lahore. I would
he went
continue
to Lahore,
to argue
but that was not an official bilateral talk.
Continue to deny.
We have to understand personal visit. And the diplomatic
but that's my point. There's nothing personal, sir,
nothing
between
personal
Nawaz Sharif and Narendra
Minister.
Modi. Come on, between the between prime ministers. Let me just get Mohammad Zubair now in. He's a minister in the Pakistan government, a PMLN leader as well. Zubair Saab, the fact of the matter is that SAARC has ended as it always does in a showdown between India and Pakistan. But you know, there was a time when Pakistan used to talk about Kashmir as an outstanding issue between India and Pakistan in many joint statements. Your home minister has now misused the SAARC forum to deviate from a written speech and actually reference Kashmir as open terrorism. I mean, how can you hope for any sort of resumption of normalcy, Zubair Saab, after misusing the SAARC forum for this?
Barkha, the point is you have to see it from Pakistani perspective. Kashmir always has been a sensitive issue for Pakistan. India has accepted that it is something, the dispute is something that needs to be resolved. Resolved in what way? Resolved in the context of the unfinished agenda of partition, where we felt and India accepted. It's not something that we have brought up recently. So any happening in Kashmir that takes place and the recent events in Kashmir
Mohammad Zubair, if I may interrupt you there, the fact is that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif opens by talking about the scourge of terrorism. You have terrorists like Hafiz Saeed, and let's bring up his pictures again. You have terrorists like Hafiz Saeed, Sayed Salahuddin. These are terrorists. The JUD is recognized to be a terrorist group by the United Nations. You cannot jail him. And you are referencing Kashmir and the Indian security forces and the Indian state as terrorists? What else can Chaudhry Nisar mean when he says open terrorism in Kashmir?
Yeah, because, I mean, what you're saying is everyone in India is an angel, and before India says Hafiz Saeed is a terrorist, we need to remind India that Mr. XYZ also
is
a terrorist.
Who is the Mr. XYZ who is a parallel of Hafiz Saeed, sir? Hafiz Saeed ka kya parallel hai yahan par? Aap mujhe ek naam de jo Hafiz Saeed ka parallel hai, who sent terrorists into your country. My point is, whatever issues you may have politically, differences with our leaders here, we do not send terrorists into your country. So when Hafiz Saeed is not spoken about, but Kashmir is called open terrorism, there's a huge problem there, Zubair Saab.
But Barkha, about this Pathankot event, you say that and you expect there's going to be no response from Pakistan. You say that Pathankot happened as a response to Modi's visit to Lahore. But Pathankot has been identified as Pakistan not being involved in it.
But
I mean, that's the report that has been generated.
By whom?
By Indians. By Indians.
So I don't know any such report.
Which report of India?
There is no such report.
Okay, then I challenge you.
There is no such report. I'm sorry, sir. There is no such report. Why is there no such report? I have not seen any such report. Because they are not ready to make it public. Sir, I will go so far as to tell you that Pakistan's NSA had intelligence that there was going to be an attack and shared that intelligence with our intelligence. So there's no doubt that there was a Pakistani hand, because people in your government actually that did us the courtesy for once of sharing that intelligence.
The other thing is, one second, Barkha, how does he know that India has a report and is not making it public? I mean, this is their intelligence that they know about India's.
But let's come back. Let's come back to SAARC. Before I go, Zubair sir, 1 minute. Smita, you said India was insulted. You said very strongly on Twitter today, Rajnath Singh was insulted in Pakistan. What did you mean by that?
See, two things. One was, of course, the media blackout.
You continue to say media blackout.
Absolutely. I stand by my position that if you are not allowing the Indian media to cover the Indian Home Minister, not even giving a tape after the speech has been done, then it is a blackout. It depends. I mean, the government of India might decide that they don't want to hark on this and call it a blackout. But I stand by my position that it was a blackout. One, that is the insult. Two, that the Home Minister of the Interior Minister of Pakistan hosts a lunch and then doesn't turn up for the lunch himself. And then obviously...
Rajnath Singh did not attend the lunch
because apparently that's what Chaudhry Nisar says. We don't have Rajnath's reply as yet. But Chaudhry Nisar has said, it seems, that he got a call from the Indian Home Minister saying, if you attend, then I will attend. Apparently, Chaudhry Nisar gets called for a lunch at the same time by the Pakistan Prime Minister, and then Chaudhry Nisar goes for that and doesn't attend his own, the lunch that he is hosting. And everybody knows that here is a country where even cricket teams are not going, but they are going to be hosting the SAARC summit. After several years, they have been wanting to host
the summit. So let me get, you can respond to that, but I want to get Randeep and Sudhanshu in for a moment. Randeep, what worries you right now? You said if you're not going to stand apart from the BJP when it comes to issues of India vis-a-vis Pakistan, but within the Indian context, you are troubled by the Pakistan policy of the government. What troubles you in particular?
Any Pakistan policy, we can't choose our neighbors. Engagement with our neighbors, with self-respect and as also complete protection of our citizens, as also our borders, should be of paramount importance for any government, and we stand with the government on that. But right from the day go, right from when Mr. Modi started his sari shawl diplomacy, to switch on, switch off foreign secretary level talks, to talks in a foreign country, including Nepal, as also I'm told in Thailand or Hong Kong, and then UFA, and then post-UFA, then Prime Minister's unscheduled visit, then the consequent terror attacks, then permitting Pakistan teams to come in, then not getting any response in return thereto, and rather getting the blame as we are getting now. What is my policy after diplomacy is based on
there is no policy,
a consistent, mature
policy
towards neighbors as also other nations. But unfortunately, in this case, what Pakistan is saying, almost the same language is being spoken by the PDP BJP chief minister. Why are we eulogizing Burhan Wani? Why is BJP's deputy chief minister Nirmal Singh speaking almost the same language? These are the kind of faux pas and flip-flops which really worry me as a citizen of this country, because Mr. Modi's foreign policy vis-a-vis Pakistan is really Modi-centric rather than India-centric.
Let me get Sudhanshu
to respond
to that.
Why it is doing
Let me get Sudhanshu
Randi.
That's an important point you've raised. And Sudhanshu Trivedi, one, do you as a BJP leader believe Rajnath Singh was blacked out? Because the MEA thinks not. Smita Prakash thinks yes. Point one. Do you as a BJP leader who's close to Rajnath Singh believe that the Home Minister was insulted in Pakistan, as Smita Prakash believes, or do you believe not?
Actually, what are the technicalities of protocol? I do not know exactly, but what Smita ji is saying, practically it is correct, because if you are not allowing, even in the premises, you are not allowing the India's national media or the government media, then there is something which can be termed as that they are trying to obstruct the Indian media. from even entering into the premises or getting something officially from the Pakistan.
Okay, and to Randeep's point, the contradiction of being in alliance with the PDP, where the agreement commits you to talks with Pakistan in a written document, where Nirmal Singh says Burhan Wani's operation was an accident, where Mehbooba Mufti says, had we known, he may have had a chance to live. I think there's an important point being made here that if Rajnath Singh does not want Burhan Wani to be eulogized, then you have to start at home with the ministers that you share a government with in Jammu and Kashmir.
The Jammu Kashmir Chief Minister's statement should be taken in totality. She has also spoken that Pakistan is killing its young people with drones. और हमारे यहाँ आजादी की बात करके भड़का रहा है. दिस ऑफिशियल स्टेटमेंट ऑफ
दैट इज ट्रू दैट इज
सो देन द बोथ द स्टेटमेंट शुड बी टेकन.
देन द पर्सपेक्टिव विल बी क्लियर.
यू कैन नॉट आइसोलेट वन स्टेटमेंट
एंड सेकंड थिंग
आई वुड लाइक टू रिस्पोंड
एक्सेप्ट फॉर रणदीप जी अबाउट द पॉलिसी क्वेश्चंस व्हेदर ही शुड बी टेकन. यस
दैट इज यूलोजाइजिंग इज नॉट इज द वर्ड दैट द कांग्रेस
फेयर एंड फ्लाई व्हाट रणदीप सुरजेवाला हैज सेड अबाउट आवर पॉलिसी.
फेयर
आवर पॉलिसी इज क्लियर. आई हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड. Not the government which was having the policy, like in Havana, your government had said that Pakistan itself is a victim of terror. Like in Sharm el Sheikh, India has accepted Sudhanshu that Trivedi, we are involved
in question, the question is
and
this.
Let me ask a question. When you are opposition, your but foreign Sudhanshu, minister, Salman Khurshid, goes in Pakistan and says, Modi ko hatao aur hame lao, tab relation theek hoga. But how can you tell us that this policy was there?
No, I think clear, the question is, is there any difference or do all governments...
The difference exactly, is a huge
do
difference.
Do all parties in government...
Pakistan mein jaake Mr. Trivedi,
please listen to me for a moment. Please listen to me for a moment. I would argue that all parties when in government discover that it's easy to, you know, make all these grand statements about Pakistan when you're in the opposition. But when you're confronted with reality in government, you all have to calibrate, adjust, be hard sometimes, be soft sometimes. That's the nature of diplomacy. I want to go to Islamabad. Minister Mohammad Zubair, I want to bring up these pictures of Salahuddin and Hafiz Saeed protesting. You know, these are recognized terrorists.
Barkha, before you answer, before you put that question.
Let me ask my question. These are recognized terrorists. The Prime Minister Sharif is speaking about terrorism.
I will also, you were asking, you're calling
our security forces terrorists when you call Kashmir open terrorism. There's a huge problem. Pakistan has gone well beyond the accepted joint statement language between the two countries, which references Kashmir as an outstanding issue. That is the language our diplomats use. They do not use the language of it being open terrorism. This is the first for Pakistan, Zubair Saab.
If you have called me to lecture, to listen to your lecture, I'm sorry. I mean, I have been blacked out. If you've called me just for half a minute.
Blacked out is the phrase of the day. Please go ahead with your answer. We don't black out anybody. Go ahead with your answer. Go ahead with your answer, sir.
Yeah, that's... you know, attacking Pakistani artist repeatedly, attacking Pakistani cricket board chief repeatedly.
It was terrible. We all stood up against it. It was abominable.
It was not terrible. It was terrorism.
It was abominable, but it was not.
And repeatedly, by the way, and just see the reaction of your guests as I speak. They are moving their head as if I am talking something out of the blue. This is what has been happening with the Pakistani artists. So when you say who is the terrorist in India, these are the terrorists. If our artists are repeatedly attacked, the cricket board chief comes, there are thousands of people attacking him.
Do you have roles for Fawad Khan in your country?
He was
Fawad
invited.
Is a hero
he
in,
was
in India.
Zubair Saab, what happened with... What happened with Khurshid Kasturi, what happened with Ghulam Ali was an absolute shame. But there were many Indians who rose up to say that it was a shame.
But that was,
it is not Hafiz Saeed because the Shiv Sena does not send terrorists into Pakistan.
Zubair Saab, Nawaz Sharif
started with wanting a very different kind of relationship with India, and there is an impression that the military and the deep state of Pakistan has weakened him from doing so. I need to start taking last comments. 20 seconds to everybody. I'll start with you, Randeep.
What outrages me as an Indian, as also my party, is the comments made by the Pakistani Home Minister as also by the Pakistani Prime Minister.
Yeah.
If that is the policy and attitude of Pakistan, there is very limited room for meaningful engagement as also a meaningful outcome of that dialogue.
I have to start
when our Home Minister was there,
yeah,
and when Indian forces and Indian army is being declared, an Indian state is being declared a terrorist, I don't know whether it was really worthwhile for our home minister to be present there at all. After
Let's
all, Bangladesh didn't send their home minister or representative. That's a question that seriously government of India needs to ponder over.
Sudhanshu, very quickly, I do have to close. Do you believe with everything
just
we've seen
sentences.
Unfold that Mr. Rajnath Singh would have been better served not going? Or do you believe there is an inevitability to engagement?
Barka, you name a single minister from India which has gone in the last decade and firmly raised the issue on the soil of Pakistan, that is of terrorism. That's why it was required. Second thing, I would like to respond to our friend from Pakistan that you should try to get a reality that US forces are going to your territory for terrorist hunt and their MNCs are coming in India for talent hunt. Is Osama bin Laden is also want to say that this was the India's game plan? You are facing terror from both eastern side and western side. What about the western side?
I will have to leave it here. The fact is, this is one of the most intractable equations of our time, and I think Congress and BJP tend to swap roles depending on who's in government and who's in opposition. But to you, Mohammed Zubair, I still would maintain the argument as somebody who has met Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif a number of times. I do believe there's a strong impression in India that he's been so vastly diminished by the deep state of his country that he's not even able to pursue that peace project he was interested in. Smita Prakash, Mohammed Zubair, Sudhanshu Trivedi, and Randeep Surjewala, thank you for joining us in the Buck Stops here.